here on our local hour every weekday, and we are weaning our way back into our regular programs. Yesterday, Lissa Marquardt was in here doing her once a month show. She's a life coach and career counselor type. Always great to have her in here once a month. And let's see, we've got some other things. I'll pass along the rest of this week's schedule. I normally don't do Tuesdays, but we didn't have anybody else, and I'm just sitting down the hall, so here I am doing this again. But anyway, before we get to that, just real quick, from the Panhandle Health District, as of 11 minutes ago, their COVID-19 update here for the five northern counties. There were two new cases in Kootenai County yesterday for a total of 61 over the last 6-7 weeks. No new cases here in Bonner County. We're holding steady at 4. What, it's been like 3 weeks we're at 4? And so, you know, this social distancing, whatever you want to call it, obviously working up here, and the COVID-19 not taking a real stronghold in North Idaho, because we're such strong, healthy people. Thanks. I don't know what it is, but we're doing well. So no longer monitored of those 65 cases, most of in Kootenai County, 40 of those people are fine. There have been 5 hospitalizations, but that's been over the 6 or 7 week period. So probably no one in the hospital right this moment. It's all good stuff. And of course, you caught it out here on the show last Thursday, Governor Little making those announcements of this 4-stage reopening. We'll discuss that a little later on in the show. Real quick, some golf courses. Area golf courses have been quite the subject in the last few days. Most of ours, ones in our area, have been doing really well that are open, you know, like the Lynx and Highlands and places like that, Stone Ridge, the Elks is open, Mirror Lake is open in Bonner's Ferry. A lot of folks coming over from Washington because all of their golf courses were closed. The good news and bad news there is Governor Inslee in Washington announced that the golf courses can open next week, Cinco de Mayo. Very special holiday. Right up there with St. Patrick's Day is one of the biggest holidays of the year, Cinco de Mayo. So they could also start fishing in Washington as of next Tuesday as well. So got that going for you. The bad news side of that for a lot of like the Post Falls area public golf courses, they're going to lose all of that income from the Spokane residents coming over to golf. But just stay safe. So it just is what it is. So Washington residents, as of next week, play golf and go fishing, which I never understood why they closed fishing. You're out there alone on your boat, for goodness sakes. Also, some campgrounds will open up as well. This just in, you know, we've been talking for the last 6 weeks about free food here and there, people giving away lunches and stuff like that, the school districts and all just great people stepping up to the plate. Well, this one, this is new to me, just handed to me. Highway 95 Cafe, or Cafe 95 in Sagal. You know, I'll know what that is. Free food today from 10 until 6. And it's kind of limited menu, but it is their regular menu items from what I understand. You need to call ahead and tell them what you want and then come pick it up. And there is a church group of some sort behind this, and I don't have that info, but you do need to call 95 Cafe, Highway 95 Cafe in Sagal, and get free stuff. It's happening today until 6 o'clock. It's great food. I've been there a lot over the years. 265-5095. Give them a call. 208-265-5095. Or you might want to go online first. Just look them up and look at the menu. Call in your order, go pick it up. It's free today until 6 o'clock. That's above and beyond. That's good stuff. Another thing to pass along before we take our first break, Bonner General Health Hotline, as of yesterday, was taken down. Just they're not seeing a need for it right now. They are encouraging you, if you do have questions, concerns over the COVID-19, that you call the Panhandle Health District's hotline, which the easiest thing to do is just Google Panhandle Health, and it'll come up. But it's 877 415-5225, 415-5225, toll free at 877 for the health district. Again, want to thank Alyssa Marquardt for filling in yesterday. And as I said, we are slowly getting back to our local hour formats here. Handed a note. It's the New Song Bible Church that is assisting Highway 95 and Cafe out in Sagal. So give you their number again. Give them a call. And they'll give you a free lunch or an early dinner, 265-5095. It's happening right now. Tomorrow, what's happening here Wednesday, we'll see our regular last Wednesday of the month return of Dr. Soren from the Idaho Pain Clinic right around the corner here. He's here every last Wednesday of the month, and he's back in here tomorrow. So that's good for you listeners and for me, too. Take a day off. Then I'm back on Thursday with the second part of Ricky's Top 10. Finished up last week's show where we're talking about the area restaurants and how they're handling the quarantine era and all of that. I believe we also have a guest from Milltown Distillery because they're starting to make hand sanitizer. So we'll tell you all about that tomorrow. Today, we'll welcome in Heather Uppen from the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. She'll fill us in on what's happening during these times, what we can expect in the future. They have a fundraiser coming up. So looking forward to talking to Heather in just a couple of minutes here. And also, we'll welcome back my old friend Jeff Hurst. He's the former Sandpoint High School volleyball coach and longtime personal trainer here in the Sandpoint area. Jeff will be talking about our physical health during these self-isolating times, what people can be doing to stay fit, and how to get in shape for the summer months ahead. So looking forward to all that. So we'll welcome in Heather from Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. We'll get to that right after this.
Bonner General Health Immediate Care Clinic in Ponderé is here for your non-emergency medical needs. Earache, sore throat, fever, sprains, simple fractures, minor burns, x-rays, and infections can be safely treated. We also offer lab, x-ray, strep screening, and other on-site services. Quality health care close to home, 7 days a week without an appointment. For more information, call 263-0649 or visit us, bonnergeneral.org. Bonner General Health, stronger together.
Whether it's apple juice or red wine, everybody spills sometimes. Don't worry about it, because Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One is here to provide the ideal flooring solution for your lifestyle, spills and all. Right now, during Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One's Spillibration event, you can save up to 50% and take advantage of 18-month interest-free financing on select luxury vinyl, tile, and spill-resistant carpets. Hurry in. The Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One Spillibration event ends May 3rd on Bonner Mall Way in Ponderé. Subject to credit approval, equal monthly payments required. See store for details.
Everyone's heard the saying, don't cry over spilled milk. Well, with spill-resistant flooring from Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One, you don't have to cry over spilled anything. Right now, during Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One's Spillibration event, you can save up to 50% and take advantage of 18-month interest-free financing on select luxury vinyl, tile, and spill-resistant carpets. Our experts will help you find the perfect spill-resistant flooring for your home and lifestyle. But don't wait. The Spillibration event at Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One ends May 3rd on Bonner Mall Way in Ponderé. Subject to credit approval, equal monthly payments required. See store for details.
Panhandle Animal Shelter has launched a Kickstarter campaign to bring home to home to shelters throughout the nation. This life-saving program helps pets go from one home to another and avoid the stress and disruption of a stay in an animal shelter. The current pandemic situation is, unfortunately, forcing shelters to close. So right now, they need home to home more than ever. Visit PASIdaho.org to learn how you can get some free perks and make a difference for the animals with a pledge to support the Kickstarter campaign.
At Real Estate Rescue, they take the coronavirus seriously as they have many clients who are medically sensitive. They also realize that some home repairs must be made immediately. Because of this, they've been implementing room seal-off and fresh air injection systems to isolate the work area from the rest of the house. At the completion of the project, they will disinfect the entire work area. So if you need remodeling, home repair, or general handyman work, they're here for you 7 days a week. Visit their website at realestaterescue208.com or call 208-265-9051.
As we continue through these tough times, we want you to think Bi-Mart. Our stores are perfectly suited for the new normal. There's less store for you to navigate, less people to be around, and we will save you more. Avoid the long lines. Come to Bi-Mart, where we have everything you need all in one place. Our stores are safe, clean, and our employee owners are here to assist when you're ready. We'll see you soon at your local Bi-Mart, where standing 6 feet apart still means we're standing together.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho's radio. I'm your host, Bob Witte, for this Tuesday edition of our local coverage, our local hour here on KSPT, KBFI. We are joined by Heather from the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. Heather, how are you today?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
It is a beautiful day today, isn't it?
Yes. I'm excited to go outside and garden.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. That's what I'm going to do this afternoon. So where are you calling from? Obviously, the museum, your workplace is closed right now.
Yes, I'm calling from home.
And that is in?
I'm actually up in Naples, I'm the start of the other county.
Yeah, the other county where there are no confirmed cases of
exactly.
COVID-19. Healthy people up there.
Yeah, good place to social distance. We have lots of acreage up here, and we just like to go outside and enjoy ourselves, and there's just the wildlife. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Lucky.
That's great. You're very lucky, and we are all lucky to have the weather we're having today. My phone tells me it feels like 65, even though it's not quite there yet. And I want to have that job, the guy at the Weather Channel who tells you what it feels like.
Right.
You know, it says it's right now 58, but it goes outside and goes, feels more like 65. Obviously, you guys are closed. Where does the Historical Society and Museum land in the four stages of reopening Idaho? Where are you guys?
Well, that's a great question. And so essentially, we'll be following all of the protocol, you know, of where the museum fits in with, you know, the process of reopening. But just to kind of share with you a little bit about how we handled the situation, obviously we started seeing everything happen nationally, and we knew that we had to get a plan in place. And so my amazing museum administrator, Hannah Combs, and I started obtaining, gathering all the information we could from our files and putting everything remotely so we can be able to essentially access the museum and still operate not being there. And as we all experienced, it was just a light switch moment when, you know, we needed to be working remotely. So I'm so glad that we were prepared.
You go back in time and find the history of COVID's 1 through 18 and how you handled that here in Sandpoint?
You know, we've been working on
I'm joking. we had a doctor on the show last week, and he corrected me. There were no COVIDs 1 through 18.
Man, where is the history behind that name? Exactly. But, you know, instead of panicking about this, we looked at this as an opportunity. One of the goals that the museums had for a while is creating a stronger digital presence. And we felt like, you know, this series of unfortunate events led us to accomplishing that goal. And so the museum is operating virtually, and we are at home with BCHS.
Yeah, I am looking at that as we speak, and this is totally cool. So if you've had cabin fever, stuck in the house with the kids, or are just by yourself, there's all kinds of things you can go back in time and, you know, look at. There's a podcast, North Idaho Nuggets, a historic walking tour. There's things for young explorers ages 1 to 10, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and it's really fun connecting the past to the present. And that's the thing about history. It's the framework for, you know, how individuals, you know, managed pandemics in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I'm feeling uneasy, I've always, since a young individual, gone to history for comfort. And Hannah Combs has done an amazing job finding great articles about, for instance, one of our first launches of our article series that we've been doing. She found information about women during World War I knitting socks for the soldiers, and then created this fantastic article about and connecting it to people making masks currently.
Hmm.
Yeah, so It's been fun. In fact, we're releasing the newest one this week about hairstyles through history. And our connection to that is the amazing COVID-19 home haircuts we've all been seeing on Zoom, or lack thereof. So we're just trying to have fun with history and help entertain people,
yeah.
but also know that, you know, people have gone through hard times before and they persevered. And as a community, we will be doing that too.
Yeah, it's great. You mentioned haircuts. A lot of us are well past our normal time that we would get a haircut. So that's become an issue. So as you looked back at historical haircuts, did you go through the mullet era?
Yeah. Well, that's still happening in some places.
Yeah, it just that's pretty sad.
Some people might find that timeless, but we've definitely touched on the beehive,
mm-hmm.
which happened to come about back in the 60s. There was a stylist that was trying to create the hair underneath a fez, which was a fun hat style back then, and they took the hat off and there the beehive came about, and it stayed for a long time. And
wow.
A lot of hairspray, a lot of teasing.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of teasing, I don't think we'll ever forget the 80s, where
absolutely
the ginormous bangs. And
ginormous bangs, even the guys' haircuts were weird. The fashion was weird. All of a sudden, you know, the polo shirts were like bright purple. It's like,
right.
I actually wore that?
And
that's funny.
The crazy thing about history and in general would be, like, I always like to think about fashion and how it constantly is coming back. And, you know, just when you think that we would never be doing that again with a certain shirt or hairstyle, you know, all of a sudden the young kids are doing it.
Well, yeah, just a recent case in point, you know, like when I was in high school in the early 70s and everybody had long hair, you know, the kind of the hangover from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went totally out of fashion. And then in like the last 5-6 years, you look at the high school kids and there's ponytails and long hair
yeah.
again, going, I really honestly thought that would never come back.
Right.
You know, with kids, but it certainly has.
The man bun. So now, one of the things that I've been trying to process with the 70s and, you know, the afro would be the mm-hmm. redheads that had the giant afros. My father-in-law had an amazing one, and we keep that portrait up and enjoy looking at that daily.
Yeah, well, what's his name? The artist, the guy who was on TV, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had that weird-looking afro.
It's pretty
like,
incredible.
Dude, get a haircut. It's just embarrassing. So it's great. Yeah, you and Hannah Combs doing a great job there. I remember she's been on the show a number of times over the years with POAC, and I was really bummed when I heard that she was no longer there. But what a great landing place for her.
I feel so lucky.
To be with you.
I do have an amazing team. Carly Johansson is another individual I've been working closely with, and she came on as a volunteer right when the pandemic started, and she has a master's degree in education. She's been a stay-at-home mom, and she was looking for a wonderful outlet, and so she came on to revamp our education program, and she's the driving force behind the amazing Instagram pages that we have going on, a lot of our social media, and developing the BCHS at home with the Young Explorers. All of those different handles that we have under that portal are due to the collaboration, but Carly's great mind and effort. So we're very thankful to her also.
That's great. It takes a team to pull off the things that you guys do. One thing I always like to plug about the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum is the research that people can do if they want to find out about a particular era or business or whatever that's happened in the Sandpoint area. I remember several years ago I was giving a talk about at a chamber luncheon about the fire department history. And so I went there and the girl brought out just all of these receipts and notes from, I mean, 100-something years old. I'm going, this is incredible that all of this is preserved. And that you can do your homework, you can do your research with all of that stuff. So
absolutely. It's funny, it gets us giddy. You know, I was able to pop back in and for a day and do some research. And I opened up one of those beautiful old banker boxes
mm-hmm.
and dived right into history. And I just got the goosebumps, and I was like, this is, you know, why I'm here. I love this. And so speaking of that, that's our collection. And so we have over 1 million objects in our collection. 97% of the newsprint printed in Bonner County. Over 70,000 photos are in our archive. So it's pretty extensive.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. With all of that having been said, Heather, how do you guys support yourselves?
Well, great question. So we have no support from the city. A lot of people think that we're a county entity. We are not. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We receive a small amount of funding from the county, which goes into covering kind of the bare bones operation. So we have membership, which can start from $25 for a senior membership, and that's 30% of our operating budget. We also have a little bit of funding that comes from the gift shop, but keeping all that in mind and grants and sponsorships too, all of the gift shop, grants and sponsorships, all of those things are really in a frozen state.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, it's been something I've been wrapping my mind around because I think a lot of people assume that we are a county entity, we have a huge cushion, but we don't. And so how people can help us keep our doors open, keep preserving the history, putting on education programs, community events would be donating or becoming a member. And we are a sponsor. We recently created a membership called the Midas membership. And a lot of people just want to give to the museum a certain amount that they have in mind. It's a personalized amount. And that membership is a wonderful way to help support the museum right now because we are in need of funds. We are still operating. We're doing research requests, and we're providing a lot of content for the community, a lot of education. And so we need the community's help right now through becoming a member. So on our website, we have donation, membership, and sponsorship options. So if individuals would take some time to check that out, we'd appreciate it. It's being the stewards of history for this county does definitely come at a cost. It's costly to preserve the collection, and we also operate at national archival standards, and archival boxes are expensive, and keeping our lights on are too, so I appreciate that question.
Yeah, well, it's all great the job that you guys do, and it's good to know how you support yourselves because, you know, there's a lot of organizations in similar situations around Modern and Boundary County that people think, oh, the city takes care of them. But being a 501c3 can be tough, and there's a lot of them. But if you want to donate or find out more about it, Bonner County Historical Society and Museum, just Google it and it'll send you right to it's a great website. I can't say enough about it too.
Oh, thank you. That's Hannah, Carly, they get all the credit for that. We're also having a fundraiser coming up. Would now be a good time to talk about that?
You know, we are out of time, Heather, okay. But I tell you what, how about next week? Can you come back and join us?
I would love that. Let's talk about gardening.
We will do that at the same time next Thursday. That would
Looking
be great.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Hannah, from the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. We'll talk about your fundraiser coming up a week from now.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Take care. All right. And now we're going to take our second break. When we come back, we'll get in touch with Jeff Hurst, personal trainer here in the Sandpoint area. He was born and raised here and played volleyball at Ohio State, then came back to coach here and stayed in the Sandpoint area raising his family. So we'll talk to Jeff about what you could be doing right now to get outside, get some exercise, and start getting in shape for the summer ahead because it's right around the corner, and we'll be right back.
Hey, bargain shoppers. Did you know there's a brand new grocery outlet in your area? Stop by the new grocery outlet Bonner's Ferry, where you can find amazing deals on the name brand groceries you know and love. Our independent owner operators, Blake and Haley, are excited to be part of the Bonner's Ferry community. And you can follow the grocery outlet Bonner's Ferry store on Facebook for updates. Find your bargain bliss at Grocery Outlet Bargain Market, now open at 6355 Main Street. See you there and stay safe.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Driving at night in the darkness, listening to a sweet country song. How was I to know that my journey would end against a guardrail head on? I think I finally come to understand, you don't get caught up in a dream if you don't watch out for those hairpin curves. You'll wind up in the ravine. I woke up when I rolled over. I was driving way too fast to hold her. I tried so hard to keep her on the road, but I slid right off the shoulder. Bongo will put you in a thrifty rental car while he straightens out your frame. Why, he'll even help with your insurance claim.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. Now is the time to get your vehicle serviced for the season ahead, so call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC Certified Master Mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road. Open weekdays from 7 to 5 and Saturdays from 7 to 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
1 minute, fellas.
Get out and play with three all-new Kawasaki KLX motorcycles. Attack the trails with the high-performance KLX 300R Ultimate Trail Bike for off-road thrills. Take on the dirt with the KLX 230R Recreational Trail Bike for off-road adventures. Or go from on-road to off-road seamlessly with the KLX 230 Dual Sport. The KLX lineup ensures that there's an affordable, capable, and durable motorcycle for every rider in the family to get out and play. Kawasaki, now available at Sandpoint Marine and Motorsports on Triangle Drive in Ponderay.
Hi, this is Rich from White Cross Pharmacy and Compounding. A former Surgeon General once said, "Drugs don't work for people who don't take them." This drives home that taking medications as directed is the only way to get the maximum benefit. Good adherence means better health and can even mean taking fewer medications. At White Cross Pharmacy, we have free adherence and synchronization programs. Combine these with our compliance packaging options, and White Cross can simplify your medication regimen. Find a White Cross in Priest River, Sandpoint, and Spirit Lake, serving North Idaho since 1922.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, we are back. You know, we just heard from Rich, a friend of mine, from White Cross Pharmacy. It's important to note that he has a drive-through at all three locations, Priest River, Spirit Lake, and Sandpoint, so you don't need to go into the store to get your prescriptions there. We need to go back to the phone. We have my good buddy Jeff Hurst with us. Jeff, how are you today? It's there somewhere. Jeff,
are you? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now.
Okay, terrific.
How are you?
Oh, terrific. What a beautiful day in North Idaho.
You know it is. I was just talking to Heather from the Historical Society a minute ago about how it's actually like 58 degrees, but the guy inside my phone says it feels like 65. And you know what?
Yes.
I'll take it.
Yes.
Beautiful weather. So people are happy to see that. It's got to cheer everybody up. The COVID-19 confirmed cases here at zero in Boundary County. It's still just four in Bonner County. So people are starting to feel better. Of course, the governor's four-stage program starts this Friday. Business is going, and that's all good news. And you get a sunny day like today, it's got to just make you feel great.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, what have you been doing? You know, during this whole time, you are a personal trainer, but you don't have a quote unquote gym that is open to the general public. So, how have you been handling this situation?
Yeah, exactly. You know, my business model, we've talked about it before, it's a private clinical setting. It's a by appointment only private situation. So as the governor's, I looked on the Statesman, Idaho Statesman a couple weeks back there, and it talked about, you know, the different protocols, if you will, or the different metrics that have to be met in order to open your business. And, you know, I think that's kind of what we're seeing, this phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four. And you know, obviously the issues are, you know, adequate sanitation, you know, an element of social distancing, some sort of element of protective equipment. So, you know, at the street level, as you see it out there, it's the mask. And I think, you know, for the most part, you know, I think we've been handling it as well as we can. I think, you know, there's a personal situation where people feel whether they are at risk or whether they are not at risk, or if they want to be cautious if they do go out in public, you know, the grocery stores, gas stations, mm-hmm. the places that you're allowed to do it. But I know from my business perspective, you know, being able to, you know, keep the place sanitary, sanitize the equipment. Of course, I have a fully functioning bathroom, so being able to wash your hands before and after your workout is certainly an acceptable practice. You know, wiping the handles down, wiping the equipment down, keeping it sanitary, just, you know, using, you know, typical, you know, sanitation sprays, et cetera. You know, my business, because it's not a gym, I think the one thing, too, you know, when we're talking about private entities, right? Any private clinical setting, any private enterprise is a social distancing model. So the concept of my client is in my facility alone with me, right? And so, you know, the end of the story for, you know, my clients that, you know, I've been able to stay in touch with, you know, they're quote unquote okay with interaction with me in that environment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, certainly going forward, obviously, as I open my doors and, you know, encourage people to continue in their fitness training program and, you know, specifically in my business model, strength training, you know, certainly I'm happy to accommodate the 6-foot concept. You know, I always think it's hilarious at the grocery store where we've got squares on the floor as far as we have to stay 6 feet apart from one another. But when we walk up to the girl behind the counter, we're 2 feet away from her. Mm-hmm. you know, I'm just saying as an example, you know, there's all kinds of examples where, you know, yeah, we want to try to obviously protect ourselves and protect each other. We don't want to get sick and we don't want to get anybody sick. And so, you know, as we move forward into this concept of opening our businesses and being effective, obviously my objective is I want people to feel comfortable. You know, mm-hmm. if they do choose to come back and engage in the environment that I've created from a private strength training clinic environment, you know, obviously I want them to feel comfortable. And as much as I can do to help that or to aid that, then I'm happy to do it. You know, I want people to feel comfortable and feel confident and continue to move forward. You know, I've been a high level training athlete in the past, and I've also had times when before I had my surgery where I had months of not training. Mm-hmm. And I got to be honest with you, you feel better when you're training.
Absolutely. You eat better, yeah, you sleep better, you just live better.
Exactly. You know, nothing feels better than feeling strong. You know, remember, who is our guy, Livestrong, Lance Armstrong, mm-hmm. right? The Lance Armstrong guy, right? That bracelet that went around for years and years. Now, granted, his concept, it was about cancer, it was about this, but I love that phrase. Nothing, you know, remember the old nothing tastes as good as thin feels, right? Mm-hmm. That was always kind of out there for the weight loss programs, right? Nothing tastes as good as thin feels. Nothing, no nap, no sitting down in your Easy Boy recliner, you know, nothing feels better than feeling strong, right? Sometimes, as I've witnessed during this COVID experience, you know, obviously people have turned their enthusiasm for staying in shape or fitness to outside activity. So you're hiking, biking, running, you know, swimming, kayaking, you know, those kinds of things. Obviously the lake's too cold to swim, but you know, you're out doing cardiovascular based exercise, and that's a wonderful thing. There's no question that it's a wonderful thing, but strengthening our body and fighting the sarcopenic effect of aging, which the concept of sarcopenia is age-related loss of lean body mass. As we get older, it is a scientific fact that we are decreasing our lean body mass. And as we hit that 50, 60, 60, 70, 70, 80, now 80 plus, you know, we are significantly weaker. And what that means is less functional. So much in fitness right now is about, you know, functional training, functional fitness. Yes, we have balance protocols. Yes, we have flexibility protocols. Yes, we have these other things. But here's the bottom line. If you don't have the muscular integrity, i.e. the muscle strength to accommodate your body in space, no matter how much you're stretching or how much you're standing on one leg, you're losing that lean body mass effect. You're creating or experiencing sarcopenia in your body. And therefore, you're not as functional just purely because of the fact you're not as strong.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, the clinical environment, that private strength training, again, in my personal environment, it's not a gym. You know, I've had a couple people say, oh, I can't go to the gym. It's like, well, the gym, by definition, what this whole COVID experience created was what they could have or potentially could have defined a little bit better was you know, bars, restaurants, gyms, et cetera. What they were trying to create or trying to define was large groupings of people inside of a closed-in space, mm-hmm. right? It was this, remember at first it was no more than 10 people, then no more than 6 people. Well, you could exercise outside, but you shouldn't, you know. The concept was, hey, we need to decrease this social gathering, this gathering of large groups of people. It didn't have anything to do with fitness training, mm-hmm. right? It had to do with the environment in which you were doing your fitness training. So I know there are some other local, I think some Pilates instructors and yoga instructors maybe that have more of a private type environment. Well, in those environments, yeah, you know, carry on. Mm-hmm. You know, fitness is not giving you COVID. What they were trying to do was to say, hey, we need to, the concept is socially distanced, where one or two are gathered, or maybe it's you and your spouse or whatever, you know, two or three people together is more than acceptable, right? And so I hope that as we go forward here, and as these if you will, the rules or the metrics get lifted through the governor's announcement and so forth, that, you know, people will feel comfortable and confident re-engaging in society. Maybe you don't want to re-engage in that cycling class or mm-hmm. that, you know, that small room with, you know, 20 people just huffing and puffing. Okay, I get that. That probably is not maybe the place to start. But certainly getting back into a one-on-one scenario, a private scenario, again, such as the, you know, the clinic that I've created, it's a private environment. Your physical therapy offices, those are private environments, right, where it's one or two people in there at a time. That should be more than acceptable, I think, as far as all the reading that I'm getting.
Certainly. We're talking to Jeff Hirsch, personal trainer here, fitness instructor in Sandpoint. And, Jeff, you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of people have taken this whole last 6 weeks of, you know, self-quarantining and staying home, and that, you know, I see things, people joking about, well, I switched from my pajamas into my daytime pajamas because we're just laying around, you know, watching Netflix and eating ice cream and chips all day, which is really the opposite of what you should be doing. You should be sticking to a routine, you know, taking showers, getting some exercise. And for what you do and your strength training, as you're talking about, you have this Fit in 15. You were on the show when you a couple of years ago talking about it. For anybody who might have missed that or forgot about it, what is that concept, and how do you achieve results?
Yeah, you know, just a quick snapshot. So again, my presentation right now is about high intensity, short duration strength training. So, you know, again, as I identified, there's all kinds of modes of exercise, cardio, flexibility, you know, hiking, stretch, you know, all kinds of stuff, right? Weight loss programs, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, can you move your body weight plus some sort of a load, whether it's a grandchild, whether it's a laundry basket, whether it's a hay bale, whether it's a garden bucket, you know, whatever, we're out working in our yard today, you know, whatever it is that you're lifting, that you're moving with, that is an external load to your body, You have to have the increases in strength to allow for those things to happen and not completely exhaust you, right? Mm-hmm. So it's high intensity, short duration. Now, here's what's cool about, you know, the current program that I'm operating right now is it's private, it's one-on-one, you know, or if you have a partner, you know, a spouse or whatever, you know, two-on-one, that's fine. I can work with a couple people, you know, it's okay. And that it's supervised by me, and the intensity is kind of driven so that you get you know, your maximal effect in that 15 minutes. About the 15 minutes part, people often say, oh, you know, I've heard people say, and I've heard clients have friends say it to them, oh, I wouldn't get anything out of 15 minutes. Because the understanding is everything I traditionally do is low intensity, long duration. In other words, when you're jogging across the Long Bridge, or, you know, and that's a wonderful thing. Again, I'm not saying that it's not good. I'm saying anything you do for an extended period of time traditionally is a lower intensity activity. So you're trying to, within a 90-second time frame, take every one of your major muscle groups to their maximal fatigue point, to the point where, you know, you're kind of at the end of your ability to tolerate, you know, the continuation of the movement. And that is the science of strengthening the body. Traditionally, we always do that, oh, you got a warm-up set, 15 repetitions, and then pyramid, you know, down, you know, 10, 8, 12, you know, 6, 4, mm-hmm. then back up again, you know, this kind of thing. And lots of multiple sets, whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, we've taken an hour at the gym. Well, the barrier to that is most people don't have the time. You know, they truly don't have the time, and they don't have the focus time to really, really stay integrated into a high intensity, effective strength training program for an hour is very difficult to do.
And Jeff, it's also really easy to talk yourself out of it. It's like, man, I just don't have the energy to go, you know, do the bike and then do all my usual workout. And not only that, I mean, so you say, well, I'm not going today because you have no accountability because you don't have a personal trainer that, you know, you have an appointment, you should go. But with what you're doing, you're not taking that hour or hour and a half. And so many people also go to their regular gym when they're open and just do the same routine two or three times a week, and you're not getting any. I mean, it's not bad for you, but you're not gaining anything. Whereas I love your concept of it's 15 minutes. So yeah, I've got 15 minutes, and yeah, it's hard, but it's only 15 minutes. I mean, you look at the clock, going, we're almost done. I think that's a great concept.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah, and you know, the traditional gym environment is, you know, the mentality that most folks have, you know, it's the, you got to go check in, go to the locker room, disrobe, put on your exercise clothes, go upstairs, you know, again, you know, 30 minutes on the bike, two to three circuits through the weight machines, back down to the locker room, take a shower, you know, disrobe, take a shower, put your other outfit back on. For the ladies, you know, you got to put your face back on, put your hair back on.
It's
the
dog and pony show.
Yeah, and you know, all of a sudden that becomes a barrier to my interest. I'm just flat out not interested. It's too much, right? To where again, you know, back to the I call my you know, kind of current clinic environment. It's the non-gym gym, right? It's the non-gym environment. I have a changing room if you want to change out of your day clothes and put on an exercise pair of shorts or a t-shirt, whatever. But you don't have to if you come in with comfortable day clothing on. You know, some light, loose pants, loose trousers, jeans, whatever, a loose shirt. You know, if you want to take your overshirt off, you know, whatever, and wear your, you know, undershirt, whatever, terrific. If you want to dress down, terrific. But it's not a sweat your face off type program. You walk out kind of shaky. You know, your muscles are definitely like, whoo, you know, I did something. But you're in and back out. You're right back over to the coffee shop. You're right back over to the bank. You're running your errands. You're going to the grocery store, you know, whatever. So it's just been wonderful. And you know, I'm sensitive to the folks who, you know, again, it was kind of a national call to just stop doing what you're doing. So, you know, obviously everybody has experienced the pain of, you know, watching your business dry up, so to speak, or watching your situation kind of, you know, fade out a little bit. But, you know, I 100% believe in the program. I know that, you know, I hope that as we, you know, are able to open our doors again and allow people to, you know, get back into their regular rhythm, that certainly a private environment. I hope going forward, you know, one of my big pushes is to help the general population, the general public really understand the difference between what is a gym, what is a recreation center. You know, when they're talking about a call to disassociate, to socially distance, right? That means the men's basketball league starts or the youth soccer program stops on a weekend. But that doesn't mean that you should stop your individual private experiences. And the beautiful thing, if I could encourage, you know, fitness trainers, I've got a kind of another thing we'll talk about on another show, but to encourage trainers, gym environments, whatever, to create privacy environments. I think that is going to be one of the things going forward. I think we're going to see the larger gyms. I'm kind of throwing a pitch out there to people. I think we're going to see larger gyms creating rooms, creating private training rooms, private training dynamics that are going to allow people to, hey, I still want to get this level of function, but I don't want to do it in a group.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that is what we're going to see going forward. And you know, not to say that I didn't start this business because I knew that there was going to be some pandemic in the future. You know, I don't want to say that, but I certainly can say that I feel blessed, to be totally honest with you, that I've been doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to continue to keep doing what I'm doing, even in these, if you will, sociological, you know, environments that we're going to see over the next, you know, 2 to 3 to 5 years.
We're talking to Jeff Hurst. And Jeff, people, we're out of time, but if people want to learn more about your program, what they could be doing right now, how do they get in touch with you? What's the best thing to do?
Yeah, you know, anybody can feel free to reach out to me, 208-304-4043, 208-304-4043. My current location is in the Pioneer Square building on Highway 2. My number and name is everything is on the door. So if you do drive by, my client load is fairly light right now. So if you do come by and I'm not there, you know, feel free. My number's right there on the door. Feel free to shoot me a text. I'd love to set up an appointment. Again, a one-on-one environment. I'll sit 6 feet away from you and, you know, wear a mask if you prefer, you know. And let's discuss the options and discuss the alternative because we know that we need to stay fit. We know that we need to stay healthy. Oh, one thing I was going to just say real quick, and a lot of times, just like a physical therapy office, you know, I think I've kind of found a little bit of a niche working with a lot of people that are post-injury or post-surgery. So, you know, I'm not saying that I'm taking the place of a physical therapist. I'm saying that as an extension, many of my clients are either nursing an injury or coming off of an injury, hip surgeries, shoulder surgeries, knee surgeries, back pain, you know, strains and struggles and stresses and pulls and, you know, things like that. So that's where, again, it's such an effective strategy that some people, they can't afford to be away from their training for 6 weeks because, again, a knee surgery. So now my knee's locked up again, and now I got to go back into really painful physical therapy to open it back up. So it's just a wonderful environment. I hope that people will be encouraged to, you know, continue to reach out to your private people, your personal people who service you and come up with strategies as to how, you know, how they can continue to help you, provide their service to you, but in a private, safe environment.
Jeff Hirst, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll have you back on the show shortly. Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481.
I pulled out a one-minute commercial.
Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. As a governor-deemed essential business, we will remain open and fully staffed for sales, general service, and emergency repairs. Our staff is working hard to keep our facilities and inventory clean and sanitary. Pickup and drop-off is available. Visit our website to view our inventory and schedule a virtual test drive. We're offering 10% off maintenance and repairs for all hospital staff, licensed caretakers, first responders, and their family. Pierce Auto Center.
Woods Hay and Grain is your source for a wide selection of fresh and locally grown livestock and animal feed, including several non-GMO varieties, and they offer the convenience of buying your freshly milled grains in bulk. Woods Hay and Grain, your source for freshly made livestock and animal feed. For more information, visit Woods Hay and Grain on Facebook, online at woodshayandgrain.com, or stop by their feed store just 5 miles north of Ponderay on Highway 95.
Hi, this is Sean from North County Electric, and on behalf of our team, I want to thank you for your loyalty and partnership. North County Electric is all about taking care of our customers and their electrical needs. In this challenging time, we are balancing the health of our team and our customers with an ongoing commitment to offering a high level of service. Community is at the core of what we do every day. In this time of uncertainty, please reach out and let us know what North County Electric can do for you. Call us at 208-255-7980 or find us on the web at nceidaho.com.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, well, that's going to about do it for us here today on this Tuesday. Tomorrow, Dr. Soren back in with his regular last Wednesday of the month segment, so look forward to that. Thursday, I'm back in here with a special edition of Ricky's Top 10. It's our restaurant talking about restaurants, area restaurants, part two. And then on Friday, Bill Litzinger will be back in here. But that's it for today. Have a great rest of the week, folks. We'll see you on Thursday. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
1450 KPFI AM and K246 CU 97.1 FM Bonner's Ferry. 1400 AM KSPT Sandpoint, a service of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
I'm Michelle Franzen. States are beginning to reopen in phases, the majority of them in the South. Other states say it will be weeks before they reopen. President Trump